Welcome to the Togaku English Lounge Podcast, a show featuring students learning English at the Nagareyama campus of Tohyogakuin University. My name is Jerry, and I'll be your host. It's now October 2010. The leaves on the trees are just beginning to turn, and the weather has finally started to cool off. Here in the midst of the fall term, students are hard at work not only on their studies, but also for preparing for next weekend's annual school festival. This episode of the English Lounge podcast is therefore dedicated to this event, nicknamed the Hirehire Festival. What is this event all about? For example, when does it take place? What can students do? What kinds of foods will be available? To find out the answers to these questions and more, my colleague Michael Stout recently sat down and interviewed Yuka, a second-year student who is heavily involved in organizing this event. Here is their conversation.
Hi, Yuka.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm okay. So, can you tell me why is next weekend important at our university?
Our university has one festival on one year.
Our university has one festival every year?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the festival's name?
Hirehire Festival.
Why is it called that?
This area's name is Hiregasaki, so festival name is Hire Festival.
I understand. What day does the festival start?
Start at October 23rd.
What time?
Time is 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
7 p.m.? Okay, and when does it finish?
Finish is October 24th and 7 p.m.
You're the MC and you are a manager of the festival?
Not only my job, it is my members' all job.
Ah, I see. Can we eat food at the festival?
Yes, many food shop is open.
And what kind of food can we eat?
For example, iwashi, yakisoba, and ice cream. However, not to use meat.
Ah, okay. So no meat.
No meat.
Ah, okay. And can we listen to music?
Yes. Stage use music. Many kind of music.
Ah, okay, good. All right, thank you, Yuka.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, everyone. A conversation with Togaku School Festival organizer Yuka. I hope you enjoyed listening to this interview and learning a little bit about this big annual event. If you're listening to this before October 23rd, I hope you will make some time to stop by the Nagareyama campus. If not, please mark the third weekend of October on your calendar and come by next year. Thank you for listening, and a big thanks to Mr. Stout and Yuka for their time and energy. We hope you enjoyed their conversation. If you have any comments, questions, please visit the English Lounge podcast website and leave a comment. We'd love to have your feedback and ideas on improving this podcast. Until next time, take care, everyone.